Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you join us as we face the issues. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issue today. We're talking about armed government agents against Americans. How should we then live? If we see this taking place, if we understand it's happening, and we see all of the three-letter acronymed governmental agencies, we see all of them being armed. In fact, one of the major things that's frightening, should be fearful for every American citizen today, is to realize that the IRS putting on some 87,000 additional agents to go out into the highways and byways in America, and they will be armed. They are taking training as they're being hired to use deadly force, as the article states, in relationship to the new IRS agents. It should cause alarm. And that's not the only thing, ladies and gentlemen. The DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, the CDC, the FDA, et cetera, all today are coming against the American citizens, we the people, as we see what is taking place, ladies and gentlemen. I use the term, do you recall the time in America when your Bill of Rights were honored, a time when American citizens could feel safe in our own homes, a time when truth was relevant? Well, I believe that all of this, we must admit today, is an era of past. It is something that's a bygone era. And I don't believe we'll see it again as we've seen it in the past. But I'm not speaking as a doom and gloomist. I'm speaking as a realist today. We're going to talk about a number of issues that play into the big picture of what's happening with the transition in America today and how we as believers ought to respond. Ezekiel 33:10, Ezekiel said, how should we then live? So with what we see taking place today, with the things that seemingly just falling apart, how should we then live? When we see the armed governmental agencies coming against American citizens, how should we live? How should we respond? What ought our response be? Ladies and gentlemen, is what we'll talk about today. And after the brief monologue, I invite you to call in. The telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you're tuned in by way of the internet, you can dial 904-831-0917. Love to have your dialogue and discussion and your input on the issue today. Are you concerned about it? What do you know about it? What are your questions in relationship to what we'll talk about today? And as we speak about these issues, let me remind us first and foremost, we need to place our faith, trust, and confidence in God and not in government. I believe God is still on the throne without any reservation at all. I believe God is still supernaturally sovereign, and nothing takes God by surprise. So when we talk about these issues, I like for us to look at it from a central biblicist worldview. And I've had people say, well, what do you mean a central biblicist worldview? It means that everything that takes place, we look at it through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word say in relationship to it? How should we respond based on the authority of the Word of God? It is the truth book. John 8:31-32, as Jesus is speaking to his disciples, he says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And then in John 14:6, the Lord Jesus says, I am truth. And further, he states in John 17:17, thy word is truth. And in Psalms 117 and verse 2, says the truth of the Lord will endure forever. So, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know of any other source book of truth. I don't know of any other book of truth that we need to cling to tenaciously than the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. We're watching a society today in its demise. We're watching a society today in its dismantling stage. We're seeing what can take place today when there is an individual in the Oval Office that is determined to undermine and tear down and destroy our foundations. And ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says in Psalms 11:3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? But when we see what's happening in this administration, we need to understand that we need to turn back to God. We need to understand that we need to go back to truth. And it's the truth of the Word of God that I try to impress upon our listeners each and every day. It was George Orwell, the secularist, that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. It was Plato that said, the most hated person in the world is the one that speaks truth. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we're finding that to come to fruition in society today. But it's the Christian church that has the Bible. The Bible is the book of truth. It is truth, nothing more and nothing less than truth. In fact, it was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns that America's decline is linked to the death of truth. Senator DeMint said, truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. He further states, if you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in American churches. Ladies and gentlemen, we go back to the fundamental, rudimentary, elemental thought that we need to have a source, we need to have a foundation, we need to have truth, and that is found in the Word of God. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that made a powerful statement that I state each and every day on this broadcast. Jan Hus said, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And I commend that to you, ladies and gentlemen. I believe we need to seek the truth. And the truth is not found in the Communist Network News. Truth cannot be found at the White House, the Oval Office. Truth cannot be found in the hallways of the Congress and the House or the Senate. We need to go back to the Word of God. We need to listen to the truth. That is the truth, the fundamentals of truth. Learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're getting closer and closer into the realm of society where the more we stand for truth, the more we will find the attacks against us as we stand for truth and speak the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of the homeowner brand equipment like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment for the hurricane season. Tools for Time staff can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right in the heart of Mandarin. It's the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic flagpole there, a benchmark 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole or the base of the flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, there's some good news, ladies and gentlemen. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly environment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing all of its staff to worship in the house of God with the family of God as God's word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does in placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. As we think about the subject of the armed governmental agents coming against Americans, ladies and gentlemen, it's never happened in the history of America. We've never seen it where, for example, now I understand the IRS has some 5 million rounds of ammo. I understand they have some 240,000 weapons. And you must ask the question, what are they arming up for? What's the intent? Where are we going in the history of America that will cause the IRS agents to be armed and ready? And they're now hiring the 87,000 new agents to go out and to, in some fashion, somehow, some way, diminish and cause to bring to submission people in the United States of America. It's one of the charges, I believe, that we need to understand that was brought against the King of England, King George, when he would send agents out in to the field, as it was called, to eat out the substance of the people. And that's what we see taking place in America today, ladies and gentlemen. But I recall, and I'm still less than 100 years old, I recall when there was a recognition for our Bill of Rights. I can recall when America stood firm on the Bill of Rights. I could recall when president after president after president would stand in recognition of our Bill of Rights and to uphold those rights, indissoluble rights that God has given us. But ladies and gentlemen, this president has spoken several times publicly that there's nothing in the Bill of Rights that makes it absolute. His position is that we have a living constitution that is vacillating and it is changing, and therefore you can change, and there's no stability in it. And as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, we see the approach to the destruction of our once great nation based on our Constitution and therein our Bill of Rights. I'm looking at an article that says, Walking Away from Liberty, dated September the 15th. Subtitle says, We've never been closer to losing our country than we are today. The Biden administration has launched a purge of President Donald Trump's associates and all political supporters. It's not just former governmental officials now at risk. This week, Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow, attempting to buy a meal at Hardee's, suddenly found himself surrounded and blocked by three carloads of armed FBI goons. They confiscated his cell phone. That's what you get for being an avid Trump supporter, this writer says. It makes you a suspected domestic terrorist in America today. So far, they've raided the homes of upward of 50, perhaps 60 citizens who exercise their inalienable rights to vote for and work for their president. The raids occurred amid near total news media blackout. The regime didn't want America to see this, but Tucker Carlson discussed it on the air Monday night. Just hours later, readers let me know that YouTube had censored Tucker Carlson's broadcast. I went to YouTube and the video was gone. Do you see the pattern emerging here? Justice Department has the FBI spy on parents who don't like their local school board promoting transgender propaganda and racial strife. FBI goon squad armed raids President Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago. Next, a news blackout for FBI raids on dozens and dozens of Trump allies. Then they go after Mike Lindell. The FBI has turned into kind of a gangster style used to chase and to hunt down political enemies. How far in advance was this all planned and by whom? This writer says, is this a coup? Is this an organized crime, determined effort to take down our republic and replace it with an authoritarian one-party state system? End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't have asked the question and postulated the scenario any more clearly than in this particular writer's article. Again, the title, Walking Away from Liberty. And ladies and gentlemen, as we look at what we have in our Bill of Rights today and the understanding that our faith and our family and all of our freedoms are in, under the gun, as some would call it, as we look at what is taking place, we see at one time we could say the Bill of Rights were relevant. Well, I believe that all of us must admit today that, number one, our religious liberties are under attack by the federal government. Now, you say, well, how do you say religious liberties? Because, ladies and gentlemen, if the First Amendment is eviscerated, if it is vacated, if it is overridden, if there's a mindset that it is not solid and is not to be adhered to by presidents and by leadership, governmental leadership in America, we have no First Amendment right. Without a First Amendment right, sure, most of the time we think about freedom of speech. But, ladies and gentlemen, the religious liberties are wrapped in our freedom of speech. And more we're finding the federal government feeling that it has the authority to cancel our Bill of Rights, including our religious liberties. You recall just a couple of years ago when the federal government handed down an edict that all churches had to close. The overwhelming majority of pastors summarily submitted and closed churches across our nation. Multitudes of those churches, ladies and gentlemen, have not been reopened as of today. Multitudes of those churches reopened but could not garner and gather and get the numbers of people that claim they're saved, Christians, back into the pews in the churches. This is the reason we're watching churches close. This is the reason we're watching churches by the dozens across America shutting down today, is because of the apostasy that's taking place that was triggered by the COVID mandate to lock our churches. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not only religious liberty in that First Amendment, but the freedom of speech that is under attack. Ladies and gentlemen, across the nation today, we have those that are thinking somehow, some way, that the freedom of speech is still real and relevant. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I send out probably 15, 20, 30 emails a day about pertinent issues that I want others to know of. I receive probably 40, 50, 100 emails a day about a variety of issues, and I read news media online by the dozens. Multitudes of those articles online I send to myself to be able to use as grits for the mill, as I call it, when we're speaking on this broadcast. Several that I just tried to send today, that I tried to send to me today, to myself, so that I could print them out, did not make it through. About 8 out of 10 emails, if it's about the government, if it's about the sequestering, government sequestering information away from the public, about the lies they've told, about the COVID jab, or about COVID in general. Ladies and gentlemen, if it is about what is taking place with the IRS and the FBI and the CIA, that's called disinformation and misinformation, the government will not let it go through. Now listen, Joe Biden says that they're not interfering with the freedom of speech. But ladies and gentlemen, it is at the behest of the government that the social media and big tech are being used today as an arm of the government to determine what you can read, what I can read, what you can know, what I can know, and what we can transmit to others. And let me just interject this little thought. We've got an election in about 50 days. The closer we get to the election, the more the federal government's going to use big tech and social media to squelch anything that we want to say and share with others. Looking at an article that says the weaponization of government power has become clear. A retired general, Paul Valley, on Trump raid stated. He talked about this in general after the raid on Trump's house. Retired Major General Paul Valley reacted to the recent FBI raid on the former President Donald Trump's residence, claiming that there is a socialist-communist coalition involved in that act. He believes that there is a socialist coalition that aspire to overthrow the U.S. Constitutional Republic and transform it into a totalitarian communist state. Quote, the American Republic, founded in 1776, is under attack by a socialist communist coalition and an out-of-control federal government, Valley said in a statement that he sent to the Epoch Times. The retired Major General thinks the raid violates the Fourth Amendment, the First Amendment, the right given as the U.S. citizenry, granting protection from the unreasonable search and seizure. This cabal has illegitimately exercised their power in attacking the private residence of Donald J. Trump and his personal residence in Mar-a-Lago, Florida, according to the report. Ladies and gentlemen, he's exactly right. And if they can do that, they, speaking of the DOJ, the FBI, the powers to be in Washington, if they can do that to President Donald J. Trump, we have no chance as individual citizens of thinking that our Bill of Rights are secure in any fashion. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, I'd like to reiterate, I've learned so much from this broadcast. And last week I heard you say something. I was kind of shocked. You were talking about the Republicans, and you said they're not really doing anything, and they don't help Trump. Looks like they sometimes work against him, and that kind of shocked me. And I did some research, and you know, the Republicans impeached Trump. I mean, not totally, but they couldn't have done it without the Republicans' help.
That is correct.
The Republicans impeached, not the Republicans, the senators, but they did have Republican help, impeached Bill Clinton. But where do you find a differential here? Obama has done some pretty wicked things, but he's never been impeached. And Hillary Clinton has done despicable things. She's never been impeached. What is the common denominator? If you're a U.S. senator and you're a former attorney, you don't have any worries. You'll never be impeached. You'll never have a problem, because that's who runs the United States, is the U.S. Senate. 50 men. There's 50 men that run the U.S., and they run the free world. And it seems like the attorneys of that group have figured out how to make deals, how to get fabulously rich. And if you get up there and oppose them, they're going to get together and they're going to get rid of you. And that's what's happened to Trump, because he is bringing in people who they call them mega, but he can bring in senators that will drain the swamp. The swamp is the former attorney senators in the U.S. Senate. Now, that's the way I see this, Dr. Youngblood.
Tom, you're exactly right. One of the things, President Donald J. Trump was an anomaly. He was not supposed to go into office. Hillary Clinton had not even prepared in any fashion a speech in relationship to losing the run for election in 2016. It was the understood factor that she was going to be coronated as the next king, i.e. president of the United States of America. President Trump got such a landslide number of votes that it shocked everyone on the news media. In fact, they were already announcing that Clinton had won. So, number one, President Trump was an anomaly. It was supposed to go to Hillary Clinton, but as a result of Clinton and the Clinton cabal and Obama and the Obama cabal, and now with Biden and the Biden family cabal, we're finding that those are all globalist, and the idea is to destroy all borders and bring it into a one nation. It's the global reset, as they're calling it today, bring it into a one world order. In fact, I was surprised in listening to some of the data in relationship to the globalists and what they're saying. The globalists, Tom, is saying that we need to bring in about 100 million, that number now, not a million, 100 million illegals into America. And based on those that are called DACA, there's about 30 million. Based on the fact that since Biden went in office, we brought in about 5 million that are illegals. There's about 35 to 40 million already here that are illegals that's going to be able to vote. And with the global reset, they say that we need about 100 million illegals in America to change the absolute face of America and to destroy anything that's called national borders so that we no longer have a national sovereignty. But when it comes to impeachment, listen very carefully, and you're exactly right. Look at Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell is a puppet for China. Look at what we have in relationship to Chuck Grassley that's supposed to be a conservative Republican. He's been in there for some 40, 42 years, worth several hundreds of millions of dollars. He didn't get that off of a senator's salary. Once they go into office, they forget that it's we the people that hire them, and it's we the people that they should stand with. But once they get entrenched in office with the lobbyists and with the funds that comes into their pockets for controlling America and the destiny and the direction of America, they forget who put them in office. I contend for years and years and have contended that we need to have serious term limits so that you don't go to Washington and stay there 30, 40, and 50 years. That's the problem now in Washington. But the problem is, Tom, and you know this very well, these that vote to make decisions on the laws like term limits, they're not going to vote to limit themselves because they have an open checkbook with what they're presently doing. And it's the Republicans that tied Donald Trump's hands when we had the Republicans had the House, the Senate, and the Oval Office in 2017 and 2018. But they undermined President Trump. They refused to allow things that he wanted to do to get accomplished. As a result of that, it's the Republicans generally are just almost as much as part of the swamp as the, I call them the loose lax lost liberals, the socialist Marxists, BLM Communist Party, the Democrats. That's right. Absolutely.
They are the swamp. The swamp is a career politician who is a senator with a law degree. Because when I was in business, law was a joke. If you had to call in the attorneys, you had a dispute with somebody, I called it, you might as well call in the jackals. It was over, you know. But Dr. Youngblood, I hate to say, but you're right. You're exactly right. They're going to flood this country and change the demographics, and it'll be over. It will be over. I just hope what you've been talking about, the 40 million Christians that don't even vote, my God, I hope they wake up. I sure do.
Tom, you're exactly right. If we don't wake up and vote as a Christian, conservative, patriot America, if we do not wake up and vote in November, we may as well hang it up and forget about any voting in the future. It is my most humble opinion that November the 8th will be the point of demarcation for the direction that America will go for the distant future. And once we lose our Bill of Rights, once it's lost, it's gone. Once we lose our constitutional republic, it is not replaceable. Once America has gone into the socialist Marxist regime, there's no turning back. It will not change forever and forever. And I believe that's one of the end time texts that we can find and understand that we're in the last of the last days, perilous days, and they're upon us, as the scripture says. Tom, thank you so much for your call. Thank you for your compliments of the broadcast. Thank you for your support. And I say to you and to all of our listeners, we need to keep looking up because as Christians, we need to see what's happening. We need to understand what's happening and not wring our hands in fear, but stand and understand that God's in control.
Thank you, Dr. Emmerich. God bless you.
Thank you. Have a blessed day. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand the time in which we're living in. I'm looking at an article that says the FBI pressured people to give up their gun rights, according to a document. We'll talk about that, ladies and gentlemen, in a moment in a little more depth because we're watching the evisceration. We're watching the dilution of, we're watching the destruction of our Bill of Rights. And in that Bill of Rights, the right of freedom of speech, religious liberties, the right to keep and bear arms, the right to have privacy and not to have the government come in and take our belongings. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a 1 minute top of the hour news break. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back as we face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.